Superior School Superintendent Jana Stevens called an emergency school board meeting to offer more time for their teachers to file an intent to retire.
We need to act on this now because if we wait till the state budget repair bill passes, we will not have the opportunity to do that.
Ending collective bargaining would wipe out union-negotiated retirement benefits. So Wisconsin School Boards Association spokesman Dan Rossmiller says Superior is a microcosm of the state.
We are hearing that teachers in large numbers all over the state, generally those teachers who are within a year or two of retirement, have been contemplating it, are deciding to retire now in order to be able to receive those health insurance benefits.
Superior Federation of Teachers Union President Dana Perask says they were expecting 5 teachers to retire this year, but now he expects that number to swell to 20 to 30 in Superior, almost 10% of the union membership.
It's a lot of expertise leaving the district. Those are people that were not thinking about retirement and would choose to stay if this bill were not passed. I planned on staying until at least 65. I'm a school psychologist. I like my job. But the reality is, if this goes through, you won't see me here next year.
So you might be one of the 20.
I will be.
If teachers file to retire before the budget repair bill is passed, they would lock in their retirement benefits. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.